Fuck it. This one's called Working Up Effective Anarchy. The monstrous U.S. gulag system is the crystallized essence of the class war being waged by the super predators who control this country and genocidally menace the world. It is ground zero in the struggle against authority, coercion, racism, sexism, homophobia, injustice, brutality, state criminality, everything. It's the most venal institution of all, and dominates all others domestically. Everything funnels into it like a sinister black hole. It's the linchpin component of the international slave trade. So for domestic activists, especially conscious, fearless, motivated anarchists, this is where our focus has to be to maximize our effectiveness. Think about it. If you want to fight racism, what is more racist than the drug roundups in the black community? This is where a third of young black men, half of the inner cities and more, are ensnared in some form of the government's punishment industry. You can't stand slavery? Slavery is openly spelled out as part of the U.S. Constitution. It's legal for prisoners in the very amendment that supposedly abolished slavery. You want to fight for women's rights? What about the exploding population of women prisoners who are overwhelmingly poor black mothers? Children's rights? How do you like the state's kidnapping of these women's children for their own terrible purposes? Do you detest bonehead Nazis? The real Nazis run the prisons and the government. The Indiana gulag system is basically run by the Klan, and this is typical. Do you want to abolish capitalism and create genuine workers' control over their own lives? Think about slave prison labor and the efforts of the courageous prisoners in Missouri who are trying to operate unions with simple basic protections for prisoner laborers and are being beaten, stabbed, and thrown into the hole and mostly ignored by outside activists. We must support these principled activists. It goes to the heart of this heartless system. Do you want to fight police brutality, medical experimentation, neglect, and murder? Do you think free speech is important? Freedom, justice, life? The worst predation in this country happens constantly, every hour of every day, in the hidden, unreported about torture chambers incarcerating 2 million of our brothers and sisters. Do you care about the so-called mentally ill, forced drugging, the handicapped, hepatitis, or the AIDS epidemic? Where do you think the breeding grounds are for these and every other abomination occurring throughout America? All the corruption of politicians and the greed of corporations are suckling and gorging on this human meat market of misery. All the lies and cover-ups emanate from these state-run death centers. I'll give you a brief example. A lady I work with named Bridgie Jackson is an African-American with 2 sons in prison. One son had been complaining for weeks of a medical problem down at Pinckneyville prison in southern Illinois. He was refused a visit to the prison doctor. These doctors, like all other employees, are the dregs of their profession. One day, this 35-year-old father of 5 had a heart attack and died. They found he had advanced untreated diabetes. When my friend looked into the prison records about her son, she found out they listed him as having been paroled. He left the prison all right as a murder victim of the state. Nothing was done or even contemplated to the perpetrators of this awful crime. In fact, prison work, like the police forces, attracts sexual perverts, predators, racists, sadists, because they knew they can get away with it. Assault, rape, theft, even outright murder. Idi Amin and Joseph Mengele could only dream of such a scenario, and no one gives a damn because the government has everyone brainwashed into demonizing these people, like those dreaded anarchists. Others who may be somewhat aware of the monstrousness of the situation are catatonic with fear. That is why we have got to be relentless. We've got to blow the lid off this whole huge living nightmare. For their judgments are their Achilles heel. Why do you think they're so intent on suppressing ideas to and from prison? These are the breeding grounds, not just of pain and misery, but also of advanced consciousness and the desire to revolt. The most brilliant people, the articulate analysts, the most fearless rebels, are also the most locked down. It is where we have to go to find the boiled down truth of the prisons and of the others. Voltaire once said, the most dangerous thing in the world is a 50-page pamphlet. The Communist Manifesto was, 48 pages? Abraham Lincoln once told Harriet Beecher Stowe, author of Uncle Tom's Cabin, "So you're the lady who started the war. We had to step up the level of our propaganda several notches, along with our dedication and effectiveness, if we're serious about abolishing the prisons, the state, and all other abominable institutions. Young people are not afraid to learn. They want to learn. They want a genuine future based on truth instead of lies, sharing instead of grief, love instead of hate. They know this is not going to be allowed to happen if the greed gone wild, ever more repressive fascist regime in power is allowed to dictate all of our futures. It is our job to draw the blueprints for a genuine future of freedom and equality for all of the children of this world. To do this means we must go to the main source of truth and insight about this horrible system and what we must do to stop it. We must work hand in glove with the most conscious prisoners who are being held captive by the world's main enemy of the U.S. government and the states. Prisoners can help us in many ways. They can educate us, befriend us, guide us, offer emotional, psychological support, show us true comradeship when we really need it, humor us, and enliven our publications and articles, poetry and artwork and so on. We can do the same for them. We all need each other. But we're here today trying to learn from each other how to become more effective prison abolition anarchists. The most important thing each and every one of us can do is to resolve to cross the fear line, get off the dime, overcome inertia, and propel ourselves to become what we are capable of becoming, ever-evolving, real-time beings striving to maximize our loving potential. This, to me, means a full, vibrant life of genuine, mutually beneficial personal relations, a full range of interests and pleasures, a panorama of desires and adventures and emotions, and a life of dedication to the realization of anarchy. Despite having my nose quite often to the grindstone with work, my life is a joyous daily discovery, a thrill ride of life, despite being mired in a death glory culture. There's a few things that keep me anxious to awaken every morning. One, music. I blast music all day long, no matter where I am or what I'm doing. Smash the television, the computers, the video games, and the movies, and play, sing, and or listen to music. Two, write handwritten letters to loved ones every day, inside and out. Three, read voraciously. Four, talk constantly and listen respectfully and engage in serious conversations frequently. Five, think and develop your ideas relentlessly. Six, develop positive attitudes toward necessary work. Sing while you clean the house. Do two, three, or four things at once. Be positive, helpful to others. Be kind and honest. Never tolerate predation. Seven, knock off and just have fun. Planned or unplanned, but never be lazy or let people down. Do what you like to do. Try not to let stress fry you up. Eight, don't sell yourself short. You can accomplish what you set out to do, but you must persevere. We all make mistakes, but can make amends and improve ourselves. Nine, remain a child. Pursue your dreams and surround yourself with actual children who live in wonder. And above all, love yourself. This beyond profane society tries to make us handcuff our own lives with deep-seated self-hate. We're shit, can't do that, can't do this. You'll never be able to do anything, so don't even try. Wait until you die. If you didn't screw up too much, you might get to go to heaven. Everything sucks. The only thing in life is to sell your soul for the almighty dollar so you can buy a bunch of crap and become an obese couch potato. That's the real bullshit, of course, because each and every one of us is a marvelous creature capable of incredible things. All it takes is the confidence and determination to become whatever you want. Once you overcome self-hate, you can love others and fight for truth and beauty with a smile in your heart. A selfless purposefulness is self-love in action. That's the end of that one.